In 2019, I did have a nomination in, but I withdrew that nomination and I gave it to Amanda Marajong, because in Indigenous culture, you know, Bruce was kind of the elder and Amanda was the youth. There was really no, I didn't really fit in that scenario, right? So I withdrew my nomination. I supported Amanda, but then I also supported Bruce Heyer as well.
So in terms of what you're specifically focused on, what you're running on, are there certain issues that you'd like to bring to the forefront, especially for this riding?
So to that I'll say, if elected, I pledge to actively support the establishment of a national basic income and bring more awareness for the Indian residential school children that have been found, the ones yet to be found, the ones that will never be found, and the ones that, you know, we hope that will be found.
In terms of, you talked about it earlier, but were there other motivating factors that made you decide that you wanted to put your name forward now with only less than 36 days to campaign?
I don't say this very often, especially in public, but I'm using my white privilege for something good. I want to give a voice to those who feel they don't have one. Whether it be Indian residential school children found, to bring awareness to that, who did that part of, you know, Canada's legacy that now we're just being more aware of. And it's been, you know, going on for 50, 100, 150 years. And, you know, all these years later, you know, the truth is finally uncovered.
Now, you and Amanda have an interesting little campaign thing going. If I'd rather be doing this than campaigning, where did the idea come from and what kind of things might you be unveiling with this non-campaign?
Well, that came from the powers that be. So I think last night I used my tobacco plant here beside me. I'd rather be harvesting my tobacco. I haven't thought about what I'm going to do today, but that just came as a spin on, rather than going door to door knocking, which, you know, some people are not really for, especially now during, you know, fourth wave of COVID. That's just a fun little spin on things that, you know, things we'd rather be, being it's, you know, summer, you know, it's 40, almost 40 degrees now with the Humidex. You know, it'd be nice to be at the beach. It'd be nice to be, you know, by the water, by Lake Superior, at the marina. You know, for me, maybe at the Sacred Fire. Just a lot of other things I'd rather be doing than campaigning.
What kind of challenges might you see getting your message out and getting the party's message out with less than 36 days to go until the election?
Well, there's lots of challenges. Just being, as I said earlier, I don't drive, so that's going to mean, you know, I have to rely on Amanda to pick me up sometimes for, you know, different interviews or even going, you know, to Rainy River, which is my riding, or going to her to Superior North area. Even when I ran for city council in 2018, I didn't go door to door for a lot of different reasons. One, because I was diagnosed with shingles. I didn't make the town hall meeting. I thought it would have been selfish on my part to go there while I was still, you know, just newly diagnosed. And then walking became a huge issue just because it was on my left leg, my lower left leg. Challenges this time, of course, is COVID and then the Delta variant and, you know, just getting to different parts of the city and then going out of the city as well.
What did you learn from that run for city council that maybe could help you this time around?
A former mayor gave me this advice. He said, "Tracy, people know your name but don't know what you do. Give them time, they'll know your name and they'll know what you do." So I'm using that, for what he said, to help me maybe that over the past 3 years since I ran for city council, that I hope I've done I've made my mark now in Thunder Bay. People recognize me, with or without my drum and with or without my skirt, you know, just maybe sometimes the blonde hair, or if, you know, if they happen to be with, you know, an Indigenous person, oh, that's who that is, you know. People are slowly getting, I think, to recognize me, whether or not I carry my drum or carry my, you know, have my skirt on.
So other than making a run for politics, Tracy, what's your main background? What kind of, what careers have you done? What kind of jobs have you done that might help you with federal politics?
So previously I've been frontline support worker at the shelter house. We discussed this beforehand. I've also done programming at our local Hep C and HIV organization in town. That was one of my favorite jobs, again, working with the front line at Shelter House, just because of who I got to work with, because I've been homeless. I think I had this in my candidate bio when I ran for city council. And then, you know, working at the shelter house years ago, you know, having been homeless and staying at the shelter house, and then 8 years later going back and be able to work there, and, you know, just that complete, you know, full circle. Yeah, I can't even describe that. That was just, like, very impactful just because I've been on both ends, you know, and then Just seeing the homelessness and the poverty issues now in the city, and the you know, overdoses, many more things that, you know, are more important than this election, you know, especially in Thunder Bay. You know, we have overdoses pretty much, you know, weekly, if not daily. We have the climate change, we have the forest fires, we have the evacuees. We need a treatment center. We need, you know, so many different things. We need, you know, affordable housing. I pay fair market rent and I'm on ODSP, but that gives me very little for bills and food. I was in a meeting earlier with Transit Authority, you know. I have so many things to say in that meeting, but, you know, it's like, well, just go buy, you know, go buy a monthly pass. Well, that's $77, you know, just say $80. Well, that $80, that's groceries for, you know, 2 weeks, maybe close to a month. I can't just afford to go buy a monthly pass as much as I may want to. And then, you know, yeah, I could. And then I don't eat, you know, then I can eat every other day. I need fresh fruit. I need, you know, I need these valuable nutrients that, especially now in the middle of COVID, you know, that these are, you know, real life struggles of someone with lived experience.